Elon Musk calls out United Nations over child sexual abuse scandals. By Alim Bokhari on November 1, 2021. Elon Musk called out David Beasley, executive director of the United Nations World Food Programme, on social media over reports that children in developing countries had been forced to have sex with UN officials in order to receive food. Musk says that he will donate $6 billion to fight world hunger if the UN explains exactly how that amount will solve the problem, adding a stipulation that the organization use open-source accounting, so the public sees precisely how the money is spent. The billionaire founder of Tesla and SpaceX made the comment in an argument on Twitter with Beasley, the latter of whom had urged Musk to donate $6 billion to combat world hunger. $6 billion will not solve world hunger, but it will prevent geopolitical instability, mass migration, and save 42 million people on the brink of starvation, Beasley told Musk on Twitter. An unprecedented crisis and a perfect storm due to COVID/conflict/climate crises. What happened here? Said Musk in response, linking to a news story from 2015 about reports that children as young as 9 in the war-torn Central African Republic were forced to give oral sex to United Nations officials in order to receive food. The investigation also revealed that the UN's children's agency, UNICEF, failed to act on reports. Ban Ki-moon, who was then the Secretary General of the UN, expressed profound regret that these children were betrayed by the very people sent to protect them at the time. The UN, UNICEF, and the World Food Programme, which was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in 2020, have been plagued by allegations of systemic sexual abuse. Via Breitbart News. Internally, an independent review of workplace culture in the WFP revealed a year ago that over 24 people at the agency had experienced rape or sexual assault while on the job. The number of reported incidents of sexual assault more generally was significantly higher. The study, conducted by consultants from the firm Willis Towers Watson, WTW, also found startling results concerning the experience of abusive behavior more generally at the WFP. Consultants organized an anonymous survey of staffers at the company. Of those asked, 28 said they experienced rape, attempted rape, or other sexual assault. About double the number who reported similarly throughout the entire UN respondents reported higher rates of abuse of authority. 35% said they had seen it at the organization, where the term was defined as including overbearing supervision and interference with career opportunities. Another 29% said they experienced non-sexual harassment, including shouting and aggression and spreading rumors. The report concluded that the WFP needed a systemic overhaul of how it treats its employees. Via Breitbart News. UNICEF on Wednesday became the third UN agency in less than 48 hours to begin an internal inquiry into allegations of sexual abuse of women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, as claims of rape by UN workers threatened to engulf the globalist organization. The Children's Fund said it was appalled that people who identify as UNICEF workers have reportedly committed abuse against vulnerable women in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It added that once the internal inquiry is complete, there will be serious consequences for any staff who have been found to have sexually abused people. Earlier Wednesday, the International Organization for Migration, IOM, said it too was investigating allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by one of its staff during the DRC's Ebola crisis, while the World Health Organization, WHO, made a similar announcement Tuesday. Musk responded to the request ultimately by saying he will fund the initiative, adding that it must be open-source accounting, so the public sees precisely how the money is spent. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.